T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Debates that can come as a result of talk radio are very interesting. The feedback, the caller interaction that the hosts have, that's really kind of more of a selling point than to just hear one guy banter on and on for 45 minutes at a time.
You talk too much. You talk too much.
98.7 and 1330 KNSS. We are Steve and Ted in the morning at 7:45 here on a Tuesday morning, June 27th. Now, three big things. Senate Democrats stage a sit-in protesting Republicans' health care plan.
Two.
Fireworks on sale now.
One.
Kansas legislature adjourns after allowing several Governor Brownback vetoes to stand. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
And this morning, we've got an accident that is clearing up. We had an accident. This was on I-135, the off-ramp to eastbound Kellogg. That has been cleared now, so smooth going there. But now the traffic backups are starting in the road construction in West Kellogg there. That's eastbound Kellogg in West Wichita at I-235. Traffic update from KNSS, brought to you by Joe Dubravin, Carl's Goodyear Tire. Located downtown at Market and Waterman in the East Harry Street Mall and online at carlstire.com, your home for complete car care.
We've got a 20% chance for showers continuing this morning, but then clearing out of here. Mostly sunny later today with a high of 88 degrees. Partly cloudy tonight, the overnight low 72. Wednesday, sunny, breezy, and warmer. Tomorrow's high up to 94 degrees. Now showers, scattered showers, mostly cloudy, 64 degrees. We have an east wind at 7 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by the Monarch, featuring the largest collection of craft bourbons and whiskeys in the state of Kansas. Full cocktail menu can be found at monarchwichita.com. The Monarch in Delano. U.S. Supreme Court taking steps to deal with Trump restrictions on immigration.
Now your political insights from ABC News. In October, the Supreme Court will hear the case involving the ban on people entering the U.S. from 6 mostly Muslim countries. President Trump is applauding the decision to allow.
Traffic volume is picking up in Wichita this morning and really slowing down in the road construction in West Kellogg, eastbound at I-235. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jad Chambers.
News.
The European Union's competition watchdog has slapped a record 2.42 billion euro, that's $2.72 billion, fine on internet giant Google for breaching antitrust rules with its online shopping service.
Ah.
European regulators said Google has abused its market dominance as a search engine by giving an illegal advantage to another Google product, its comparison shopping service. It gave the California company 90 days to stop or face fines up to 5% of the daily average daily worldwide turnover of parent company Alphabet.
Wow.
Yeah. So, apparently the folks in Europe don't like the way Google does business. Think they're a monopoly. U.S. stock indices closed mostly higher Monday, snapping a four-day losing streak for the Dow Jones Industrial Average on a day of largely listless trading. Standard & Poor's 500 index added a fraction of a point. The Dow gained 14 points. The NASDAQ composite slid. That means it went down 18 points.
Okay. Not much going on yesterday.
Benchmark U.S. crude oil rose to $43.50 a barrel. The Congressional Budget Office estimates that the Senate Republican health care bill will leave 22 million more Americans uninsured in 2026 than under President Obama's health care law. And that, of course, complicates GOP leaders' hopes of pushing the plan through the chamber this week. As you heard just a moment ago in our Insights update, it looks like that health care plan could be in trouble, at least the way it is right now. U.S. exports of oil and natural gas are surging. President Donald Trump says the U.S. is on the brink of becoming a net exporter of oil, gas, and other resources.
Oh, wow.
White House is launching its Energy Week with a series of events focused on jobs and boosting U.S. global influence.
That would have been unthinkable.
The events followed
even pretty recently.
Similar policy-themed weeks on infrastructure and jobs. Yeah, for those of you,
net exporter of oil and gas.
Some of you out there may remember a time when you had to sit in line to buy gasoline if it was available. Back in the 70s, when we had the energy crisis.
Mm-hmm.
And now it looks like we're on the verge of exporting energy. America's railroad is turning to an airline industry veteran to lead it through a summer of reckoning for congested tracks and crumbling infrastructure. Amtrak Monday named former Delta Airlines chairman Richard Anderson as its new president and CEO. And one of the things that our mayor is doing, you remember yesterday we had him on for Mondays with the Mayor. One of the things he's doing down in Miami is he was going to try to meet with Amtrak officials and try to figure out federal funding to get passenger service here.
See if the new Amtrak guy is on board with getting Oklahoma City and Kansas City hooked up with Amtrak.
Passenger train and have the people train come through here again. All right, 7:51 now, Steve and Ted. A busy time in Paris for Wichita's biggest employer, Editor Bill Roy, the Wichita Business Journal, with us this morning. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Steve and Ted. Yeah, it appears Spirit AeroSystems made the most of its trip to the Paris Air Show. Now it's time for Spirit and other companies to capitalize on the gains they made. The company says it conducted more than 200 meetings at the show. And CEO Tom Gentile says the work was very successful. He says they started to expand the opportunities in terms of business relationships. The Central Plains Healthcare Partnership has hired a new executive director. Shelley Duncan will leave her job as president and CEO of Ember Hope. She will take over the partnership, whose goal is to coordinate medical care for uninsured residents of Sedgwick County. Duncan is scheduled to start her new job July 31st. And Clearwater is going to be doing some work on its schools during a $15.8 million bond issue, and it looks like Simpson Construction Services has been chosen the construction manager. The bond revenue is going to fund building improvements in USD 264. It'll also pay for storm shelters. Simpson is also in charge of bond issue work in El Dorado and Fort Larned. Local breaking business news every day on KNSS and at WichitaBusinessJournal.com. For the Wichita Business Journal, I'm Bill Roy.
Now, you're saying that Spirit executives, while they were in Paris, held something like, what did you say, 200 meetings?
200 meetings, according to Tom Gentile.
How many of those were on the golf course? About 175 of them, do you think?
Maybe so, yeah.
I can't imagine.
You can't imagine sleeping through all those meetings.
I can't imagine going to one.
It'd be a challenge for you.
One meeting a week. It's about my limit. And
right.
How long has it been since I've been to a meeting?
It's been a while.
A long time. Uh-huh. We had a staff meeting a while back, and they had some chicken from Stroud's there, so I went to that.
Does that count as a meeting, though?
Well, yeah. There was some business.
A luncheon.
It wasn't a luncheon, but there was a meeting. I mean,
about an actual meeting in a conference room where the lights are a little dim and there's no food.
Oh, man. And then making me drowsy just thinking about it.
The low sound of snoring emanating from Steve's direction.
Well,
my granddaughters told me.
It's accurate except for the word low.
My granddaughters told me they caught me snoring the other night and simultaneously belching as well, and they thought that was pretty funny.
Yeah, that's pretty exciting.
Boy. I was asleep, so I didn't know anything about it.
It's like Vesuvius there.
Listen, I just got to tell you that my wife and I, St. Shelley, certainly enjoyed going to your daughter's wedding the other night in Derby.
Thank you. We're glad you were there.
Perfect. And, it was just, you get this homey feel to it those twins of yours have a lot of friends.
Yes.
Because I looked around the room
do.
And there were, like hundreds of people there. And basically you were being ignored, so I know they didn't know you.
Exactly.
But I did appreciate the fact that you were carrying chairs, you had ice going all the time. And when
just,
you weren't
just trying to keep everybody happy,
you were just working the room, just working, and you're, and Gretchen, your wife, was just standing around looking good. I mean,
we're glad you were there. We had a great time. We missed Theodore, but that's okay.
And the MC work you did on the mic was just fantastic. We were just
I pretty much blew him away.
You were good, no doubt about it. And where did you find that light blue powdered colored tuxedo? Is what I want to know.
Well, you know, you go to the best places. You know, Goodwill still got some of those powder blues with the ruffled, you know, shirts.
Save a little money there, bud.
Yeah.
Hey, today. Yeah, your rendition of You Light Up My Life really really left the room in tears.
In tears. When will he stop?
Sunglasses day today. Summer's in full swing. The sun is high in the sky. Bill, are you a sunglasses guy?
You bet. I'm kind of light sensitive a little bit, so I got to have those sunglasses.
Yeah. I just started wearing some, you know, just a year or two ago. I got some prescription lenses.
Yeah, you got those big Jackie Onassis sunglasses.
No, I don't. I've got the teardrop type of Truman Capote glasses is what I've got there.
Oh.
I'm just trying.
Not the mirrored ones, the aviators.
No,
or whatever.
Like the guy in Cool Hand Luke.
Right, exactly.
The guy who shot people. Yeah. No, I don't have those. It is anyway. It's Sunglasses Day. Celebrate by wearing your sunglasses, all right? Thank you, guys. 7:55 now, Steve and Ted. Coming up at 8 o'clock, the KNSS Morning News with Steve and Ted. A complete look at today's events, including some stormy weather in the area last night. Steve and Ted in the morning on KNSS.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.